following program is brought to you by your friends at Podcast One.
And welcome to another edition of Corolla Classics. This is Chris Loxamana, executive producer of The Adam Carolla Show, along with Corolla archivist, superfan Giovanni.
We're back!
That's right. Now, for those who are listening on The Adam Carolla Show feed, I'd like to suggest that if you enjoy this show, check out Corolla Classics. It's a separate podcast. Subscribe to it, because we're doing this every Saturday, where we play the best clips of The Adam Carolla Show. We have a whole decade's, over a decade's worth of shows, and we want to share some of the best moments with all of you. Let's start it off with Corolla favorite, Joe Coy, from 2013. Now, this is a live show from Amalfi and the very first time Joe Coy was ever on.
Well, on the podcast. He was actually famous for calling into the radio show that precedes the podcast as Kobayashi, the legendary eater. Which was something I didn't know as a fan. I just knew some guy was calling as Kobayashi. I assume they knew him and had a good relationship. But from what I understand, Joe was just kind of doing that like freelance for free, almost like a Mr. Bertram bit with less him being involved in the show. So he was kind of distanced from the show while still doing this classic recurring bit on the radio show. And then not until this Amalfi appearance did he really get in the good graces of the podcast and start appearing a lot.
What's incredible about this appearance is it was a live show, and Joe and Adam go into a improv reenactment of a meter maid using parking tickets as throwing stars. Now, after this bit, I remember Adam comes up to me in the studio and goes, "Chris, what Joe Coy did last night, that was improv. That is what I always wanted." And we've been having him back ever since. This is where it all began. In 2013, Joe Coy, Allison Rosen, Brian Bishop.
This is from Adam Carolla Show 1064.
Live from Amalfi.
We all have good days and bad days and happy times and sad times. And like when I used to teach traffic school, it was everyone's worst day. It started to dawn on me that we were at the Conejo Holiday Inn in a conference room on a Sunday morning at 8:45, and everyone in that place was pissed.
Yeah.
Fucking rip shit pissed, because it was like playoffs were going on in football, and they were sitting there on a Sunday burning 8 hours with me and fucking pissed, and they were pissed at me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it doesn't matter how evolved they are, how great they are as human beings, they're still not in a good mood, and whether they blame it on me 100% or just 25%, I'm still getting some of the ire from the ticket they got, which was a bullshit chicken shit ticket 2 months ago.
I'm surprised it was ever only 25%.
That was the lowest grade, and then it would go up to, if you weren't born, I wouldn't be here right now.
Yeah.
Which was always like, you got a ticket, and I'm helping you scrub it off. And by the way, we're going to take a 3-hour lunch at some point. Like, do not worry. You've not met anyone who's a stickler for rules here by any stretch of the imagination.
Get to know me before you hate me.
Right.
And I'm going to reward you with a 3-hour lunch.
But it struck me that if you have a gig where you work at a dentist office, you're going to see people that are in a bad way, having a bad day, you know, whatever, DMV, whatever it is, parking enforcement, tow truck driver.
IRS.
Yeah, you're never going to meet a guy who goes, "Oh, thank God the truck is here. Please take my car to the impound lot. And by the way, I can't get that Denver boot on that front wheel fast enough." No, all you're gonna do is, "Fuck, come on, dude, what you take your asshole pills for? Fuck, you're fucking me completely, man. Jesus Christ, my old lady just miscarried. Now I gotta fucking go down there and pay $182.
Yeah.
Oh, you're fucking me over so royally. Oh, there, she miscarried again. You see? I heard it.
That's twice.
Fuck, yeah, fucking twice.
Twice.
In less than 3 minutes.
Since you've towed it.
Oh, you want a third? Or are we gonna keep, like, that's what you get. That's why I don't understand meter maids, and that's why they all deserve as much punishment, as much shit as we can serve up to them, which is they have decided to choose a life where they make people miserable for a living.
Yeah, they get off. Yeah.
They're the opposite of Patch Adams.
Yeah.
Right.
If I would like to find Patch Adams.
Timely.
It's timely. Robin Williams played Patch Adams. He was a happy-go-lucky doctor, wore clown shoes and a big nose, and was funny to his patients, but not moviegoers, evidently. Some sort of inside joke. But I would like them to meet their antithesis, their nemesis, meter maids. They fucking ruin people's days and weekends. That's what they do for a living.
Meter maids are the closest things to real-life ninjas. Mm-hmm. Like, they just fucking appear.
Yeah.
The minute you park, you're like, I think I can get away with this. And then, bam, fucking ticket. On the where the fuck I am, meter maid ninja.
Yeah.
And they just go back up into the fucking telephone pole.
Yeah, they had a grappling
hook.
See
you, asshole.
They rappelled down. They put the thing on there. Yeah, like Tom Cruise getting into a federal building. Yeah.
I see you, asshole.
That's right.
Here you go. Your ticket. Enjoy.
Yeah, they're right back up.
Fuck your ninja maid.
Is that your ninja accent?
Yeah, that's my.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah. I give them a very thick accent.
Let me hear a little ninja. Let me hear.
Oh, you asshole. That's prepare to die now. Uh-huh.
I could imagine them fashioning a throwing ticket.
Yeah. Oh. Excuse me, sir. Before you go inside, your ticket. Enjoy your dinner, asshole. And then up in a fucking pole.
Right,
again.
Right up.
Meet a Bay Ninja. That should be a fucking cartoon.
Right. Yeah.
Make that.
Well, it is the, it's as I've said, it's the only thing in the city that actually moves.
Oh, like, my bad. You were going in to get change? I already made ticket for you.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Have a bad day.
Yeah.
Fuck you, meter maid.
I did a man show bit once where I went down to Melrose and a chick parked her car on Melrose and she walked around to the meter getting ready to feed it and I stepped in front with my microphone doing my man on the street thing and like asked her what was in her purse or whatever it is. She got a ticket while she was talking to me because she got out of her car. She walked around the front of the car. She had change in her hand. She was heading toward the meter, and I cut her off and put a mic in her face and went like, where are you from? And she got a ticket during that interlude.
They are stealthy.
Super stealthy.
That fast? Where are you from?
She may have answered the Bay Area, but either way, boom, ticket. And I like the throwing star.
Yeah.
I like the nunchucks or noonchucks, depending on how it's pronounced, made of like the Denver boot.
Yeah.
I like that idea. Yes. What would that sound like, Joe Coy?
Your wheels are locked, asshole. I didn't know I had
like
these
that.
Sound effects.
No, I know.
Until I did this show.
It's awesome. Pan flute starts playing.
Yeah.
Let's hear that.
Right, you just see, and then like a little sandstorm. There it is, right there.
Yeah, there it is, right.
Asshole. You know you're not supposed to park after 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, I'm just. I'm
you
just
must have ticket
up my
now.
Son. No, my son's just running into.
Sorry. Your son is not an excuse.
Yeah, I don't use it.
Next time, read the sign, asshole.
No, I saw. There's no
Do you speak English?
Well, I think that's
just
what...
answer question. Do you speak English? Then read the fucking sign, asshole.
Okay, this is
no parking after 3.
This is
enjoy your ticket.
Wow, where'd he go?
I'm back. You got another ticket.
Oh shit!
Yeah, asshole.
What's this?
You should have paid the last ticket.
What is this pink star
ticket
sticking
after
in my
ticket.
Belly? Ow! Oh my god! He's throwing sharp ninja throwing star ticket. Ah! Oh! Oh!
You're better off sticking your dick in the door, sir.
Wow! This is
Have a bad day, Mr. Corora.
Oh, he knows me! Shit.
Next time, don't have so many L's in your name.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's
Corora.
Yeah, listen.
I hate people with L's in their name.
I'm sorry.
Because I cannot pronounce them.
I need your supervisor's
Fuck
name.
Fuck you, Corora.
Wow, shit, where'd
Corora,
he go?
Corora.
He just rappelled up to the top.
Disappeared.
He went up to the mansard of that roof. I haven't seen him again. Crazy.
I'm back,
Parking
asshole.
Ninja. Oh, he's back. I just blinked and he's back again.
I'm back because you're driving a Toyota Corolla.
No, it's
what an asshole you are.
It's Corolla.
It's Corolla.
All right.
Say it slow so I can enunciate.
Corolla.
Corolla. Got it. Two L's.
Toyota.
Toyota.
Corolla.
Carora.
That is a group of stars that lay outside the Milky Way. Well, I like this would be a good Saturday morning cartoon.
I swear, this would be good for the kids.
Yeah.
Pay your ticket. It's a PSA for kids.
Right.
Where does a meter maid ninja sleep? Like, does this person have a private life?
In your car.
Upside down. He hangs from your dome light upside down.
Right,
like
when
a
you
bat.
Park illegally, they pop out of the glove compartment. Got you, asshole.
All right.
Oh, I knew you were going to fuck up again.
Oh, listen, I'm just walking to the meter.
Sure
right
you
now.
Are.
I'm going to feed the meter
sure,
right now.
Sure, you were walking away, asshole, from your responsibility.
No, it's not a responsibility. It was a meter.
Are you mocking me, asshole?
No.
I said responsibility.
Yes, I understand. And I do everything responsibly. And I'm going to feed the meter right now. But
sure you
jumped out of the glove box and went out of the window.
Because every time you park on Rabea.
La Brea?
There's too many R's in this. There's too many L's in this conversation, asshole.
Wow. Park meter maid ninja. I don't know if I like this vibe. I
enjoy.
Used to.
Enjoy.
Oh, where'd he go? Wow, yeah, it's heavy, man.
I just throw quarters at you.
Yeah,
that's what I do.
Quarters.
Yeah. Next time, use these.
Yeah.
And they're just fucking quarters that hit
right.
you.
Right, and yeah, and then...
Can I use them now? Too late.
The nunchucks are a roll of nickels.
Yeah.
Connected by chain, as you whip it over your head.
Why are you getting quarters when you can use your credit card, asshole?
I don't know. I'm old school. I got change. I'm sorry. They're in the ashtray. You're not
this
allowed to smoke
boots
anymore.
For you.
And then also, I'm wondering, what is the relationship between the meter maid ninja and just regular parking enforcement?
Oh, well, that's regular parking enforcement, meter maid ninja. I got to believe that meter maid ninja looks down on regular parking enforcement.
Yeah.
Because regular, like when they're in the locker room.
Regular parking enforcement, you can see them.
At the precinct.
They're the assholes that drive up in the hybrid.
Yeah, and every once in a while you see the guy parked off on the side road napping.
Like, yeah.
That guy's got the, I've got 40 years in, I'm going to retire with full benefits in 9 months. I got nothing to prove.
I retire, I get this car.
Yeah, that's right.
I get the Prius.
I get the Prius. I get the right-hand drive Prius. And I get my lucky chalk stick. By the way, is there anything... Yeah. More archaic than the long stick with a piece of chalk. It's like one of those Great Gatsby 1920s extenders for a cigarette, except for you have chalk on the end of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, here's what I'm going to... I also like, once in a while, you see that car that's parked. It has two flat tires. There's raccoons living in it. It has 128 tickets on the windshield, and it has 5,000 chalk marks.
X's.
Like, at what point... When you're coming around, do you go, you know what, I'm going to make it an even 5,500 chalk marks on there? Like, are you counting the days that you've been in prison? Whoever owns this car no longer roams this earth. Like,
Adam,
please fucking tow it, would you?
The chalk is to remind him, did I chalk that car? So 5,500 times, obviously you chalked that fucking car.
And also, here's the thing about the chalk. Once you get to the fifth one, draw the X through it so we can tabulate it correctly. Don't just keep striping the fucking thing. It's not a sea snake.
Take half the day to just count it.
Yeah, it's just like we have to take the tire off because there's a flat spot where it's been chalked at the bottom. It's just chalk, chalk, chalk. Hey, that's taxpayer chalk.
I'm paying
for that chalk.
Yeah. That's our chalk.
That's why this city's bankrupt. We're lousy with chalk. We're being gouged with that chalk. If you have a job where
you leave the house and go, fuck, I forgot my
chalk extender. Yeah, where's my extension?
Just shoot your face.
Yes, I agree.
Then you pat your chest like you're checking your pockets for it. Where the fuck is my chalk extender?
If your job involves chalk and you're not a Division I football coach, you should kill yourself immediately. You should sharpen your chalk and fall on it. Yeah. That's what the Asians would do, right?
Yes.
How much shame would it bring to your mom if you...
You would have to sacrifice yourself with that chalk.
Chalky carry.
You just cut your stomach completely open with the chalk.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry for offending the family.
Right, right. Right.
And then you make your own chalk outline.
Right.
And then you lay in it.
Oh, you use it to actually chalk yourself.
Yeah, that's the genius.
With your dying
callback.
Breath,
yeah.
You chalk your
I'm going to die.
You chalk your outline. I wonder how many guys chalk that thing, because it's always like streets in New York City kind of things, mean streets of Chicago. I wonder how many chalk guys have done it, and then it started raining before they got back to the car, and they went, oh fuck, man.
God damn it, where was the murder weapon again?
We shouldn't have used something that would just float away the second
shit.
It rained,
yeah.
You know?
We should have took a picture.
Someone should have fucking snapped a shot.
Keep Let the record show. I wanted to use tape. Wanted to use tape.
Yeah. I said, no, that was me. I said use the 3M shit. You said get the chalk out. Yeah. All right. There's two things. I've always said this about the chalk. I feel like we've gotten rid of the chalk. Are we still outlining bodies with chalk? Is anyone... No? Okay.
Stamps.com. Save time for your small business. Skip the hassle of the post office. Buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or any package and do it right off your computer and printer. And with Stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first-class stamp and up to 40% off of priority mail. We use it here. We use it at the other shop. We have the scale. We send stuff out. It's all we use. No wonder 700,000 small businesses use Stamps.com. Look, it's about time. It's about effort. It's about saving money. It's Stamps.com. And right now, special offer just for my listeners, 4-week trial plus postage and digital scale. Go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone, top of the homepage, type in Adam. At stamps.com and type in Adam and get all the deals they got.
All right, we're back. Chris and Gio here with some more Corolla Classics clips for you. This next one comes from 2017 featuring Gina, Brian, and Dave Damashek.
Mm-hmm. Adam Corolla Show, episode 2095. It's from June 2017. Preceding this episode, Adam and Brian had an on-air debate about the movie Cobra. A sequence in the movie shows a lav mic taped to a guy's chest. Brian, of course, had to object and make up a whole separate plot where this guy was an informant and must have been cut from the movie, which has a little bit of weight because it was like 45 minutes cut from the movie, so that there was like a 10% plausibility chance of that happening. Little they know, I'm like a Cobra historian, obsessive. So then I decided to look into it. I ordered the Blu-ray, which had the commentary track, and as I was watching at home, a very interesting moment happened where the director addressed the exact argument they've been having, the deceased director. So it was as if I had booked a guest from beyond the grave to settle a debate in Adam's favor. My favorite part of this, I call in. Adam busts out an impression of an impression of a dude doing an impression. So there's two different people that he's doing a character of. One person's impersonating the other person.
Impressception, right here on Corolla Classics.
All right, Giovanni. Super fan, Giovanni. Giovanni?
Hey, it's Gina, Brian, Damashek, how you guys doing?
Good, man. What's going on?
I have a clip. I think Gary has it for you.
Yep, let's play it, and then Gio can explain.
Mm-hmm. Hi, this is George Kosmatz, the director of Cobra, and this is the Warner Brothers logo, which I love. They should never have changed it before. This is like the old, good old days. Here's the movie.
The director.
Director's commentary.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, we have the scene.
Miami Sound Machine with Gloria Estefan. Nice feeling of the beach, Venice. Establishing shot.
Pulling up his Merc behind the lowrider.
Hey, essay!
I always felt that he should live on the beach. We found this interesting building where they shot the movie called The Falcon and the Snowman.
Oh, Sean Cannon.
John Schlesinger's film. And that's where we had Sly live in. As Cobra, I mean. If you look this carefully here, it was a mistake. We didn't have enough coverage when he pulls his shirt off and tears it off, you can see the mic. But very few people see that. Unless I tell you so.
People.
Here it is. One.
Hold on. Stop it for a second. I can't go on any further. I hired Antonio Banderas to record this scratch track and lay it over the movie. There is no actual director.
He couldn't live with himself.
It's Cobra.
I'm furious, but I'm a little impressed.
Antonio's really not working nearly. Like, these guys are much more accessible than you'd think.
I assumed he was ungettable for this kind of low.
He had time in between Flonase B commercials.
Admittedly, low-scale projects.
Melanie put him right on the blower. Like,
you
literally.
You talked to his wife?
Well, whoever
picked up the phone.
I thought it was her. She picked up the phone, and he didn't do it that afternoon, but, I mean, it was practically that afternoon.
That
sorry. So I rewind a little, and just, but it's funny now picturing Antonio Banderas. So I was trying to keep a straight face, but I
coverage. When he pulls his shirt off and tears it off, you can see the mic, but very few people see notice that, unless I tell you so. Here it is. One. Yeah, you may think it's some pendant or something, but it's the mic.
Oh, what? There. Nobody would know that. Yeah,
these are the low riders.
Now, see, one of the original passes that Antonio did, he's like, "You would have to be a bald douchebag to think of any other." And I was like, "I slept on it."
Yeah, I'm shocked you didn't go with that take.
Well,
it really would driven your point home.
I know. I thought about it, but I also know you're a pretty shrewd cat, and that if it got too specific, like
nose,
he put that in the actual director's commentary from 1988.
What
come
are the
on,
chances?
What kind of bald retard?
So back then, it
and we don't
quite
even
a,
have a word for retard.
Yeah, I was gonna
in
say
Spanish.
Back then you can say.
Are we
that.
Not gonna watch Cobra now?
We would call it kicked in the head by a donkey.
Gio, where'd you find that?
Well, it was a long process. I've been obsessed with this Cobra thing for like over a decade. When I read this old internet think piece on it and how it was edited and they gutted the movie, and I've been searching for a work print, which I've never been able to find. And I had the DVD. I never thought there was a commentary. And then last Thursday's episode, which aired Friday, I believe, with Vinny. Brian dared some fan of the show to find it, and I had already ordered the Blu-ray again, so it was on its way here. So I was trying to cut it, and long story short, I had to find a video file, rip the commentary, and I had to resync it by hand by measuring the mouths and when the words came out so I could put it back in the footage so then Brian couldn't claim shenanigans.
No. Listen, it takes a big man. I was wrong, and the satisfaction of knowing the answer is so much better than the thinking I may be onto something here. I'm glad we know the answer.
Right,
it took
like
me 12
it.
Hours.
Although
to
I
get
knew
that.
The answer
you did. Now,
from when I watched it, but now I know you know the answer. That's my satisfaction, not me knowing the answer.
100% on board.
All right, hey
my
Giovanni, that was
too.
Nice. And who knew he would even cover that part?
Yeah,
I know. I couldn't believe it. I put the Blu-ray in. And I'm like, I've never watched this a decade ago. And then, like, 10 minutes in, when the scene comes on, he's like, nobody really notices. I'm like, holy
that's
shit!
The best part, the dress,
exactly
like, no one notices. It's in 3 shots.
Is there
one side note? My only hope is Brian takes him saying Cobra and makes that a drop for every time you bring up Cobra. I know you can't force the drops, but I think it'll work.
I think you've earned it,
Shaq. You'll be happy to know that 1 week ago I was sitting with Sly for 3 hours at a party, much closer than you and I are. He punched me in the shoulder. The over under was 71 times. All we talked was boxing and Cobra.
Holy and hell. No, I'm not happy to learn it because I wasn't there.
It was awesome.
I can't.
And Vin Diesel, Adam had introduced himself to despite him doing Loveline for 2 hours 17 years ago.
All right. Well, I forgot about that.
We had hair. He looked like a different guy.
Thank you, Giovanni.
Never call again.
You're welcome.
That was awesome. What the? You know, it was that sort of was it that Marshall McLuhan thing with Woody Allen?
Andy Hall.
Yeah, where he was like tapped him on the shoulder and went like, "Sir, you clearly know nothing about my
Don't
work."
Don't you wish Marshall McLuhan was right here, right now, pulled into frame?
It was a great, funny Woody Allen aside, but that was about as satisfying as you could ever have, and an
Absolutely.
Argument that would have spun off into outer space, and that our kids would have to continue long after we were gone.
Hatfields and McCoy,
Sonny and Tessa are in each other's face, poking her in the chest.
All right, we're back with more clips for you. Chris and Gio here. Now, Gio, we get a lot of cool stuff sent to the studio from listeners. And this next clip highlights something really amazing that a listener made. And there are windbreakers, but these aren't just any windbreakers. They have numbers on them.
Did anyone get one besides Adam or just Adam?
Brian got one, too.
I forgot about that. Yeah, this comes from Ed Milinowski. He's the guy that does almost all of the Urban Dictionary entries for Adam, which people don't know. He sent in a windbreaker based off a recurring bit. Going on mostly on the Adam and Drew show, it came up on the ACS, but this was such a momentous occasion, I figured we put this one in. It's Adam Carolla Show 1003 with Eugene Merman, Allison Rosen, and Brian Bishop. And Adam receives his windbreaker. Take it from here.
I was sent this jacket from Ed Milinowski, and yeah, you know my plan of my water displacement plan.
Yes,
I've said it a few times. I'd like to get every man in America to just put his penis, his engorged penis, in a graduated cylinder, see how much water's displaced, so we can do length and girth, and then you get a number signed to you, and you have to put it on a windbreaker and wear it for, you know, calendar year.
It's your volume.
Yeah, it'd be fun. So I got a sweat jacket. By the way, evidently, I said there's about 120 million dudes who would have to participate
right.
in this.
Over, you know, 18.
Over 18 in male. According to the sweat jacket, there's 112.5 million. So that was a rough estimate. I was close enough. But anyway, I came in 23 million.
You put a number on the back.
116,305. So that's...
Hey, top 20%.
That's it. Top 20. Not bad. And this is what it would look like. And people would walk around. And, you know, you'd see guys. You'd find a guy who was just a digit or two off. And you guys would have something to talk about.
Yes.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
Although, would it be like that thing where, you know, when you find someone whose license plate is almost the same as yours and you get excited and they could care less?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if you met the guy who's one more or less than you and he doesn't care?
He's probably sucking up to someone in double digits, pardon the pun. You know. And I'm talking up the ladies going, yeah, but you know that guy, he can't eat pussy for shit. He's riding on his cock. He gets by on his cock. You know what I mean? He literally rides on his cock. He uses it like a camel. Yeah. So I was sent this lovely, lovely sweat. And this is, again, it's my plan. It's the ranking. The ranking is it's not how much water you displace. It's how much you displace compared to every other American male and what rank you come in. And then we put that on the back of your jacket. It'd make for a fun year.
Really would.
You would not,
for some guys.
Well, I know.
Really fun year.
You would not dread your trips to the DMV or the post office or what have you. It'd be kind of fun, right?
Yeah.
Because you're going to see some guys there.
It would make society a game.
Yeah, and it'd really be fun if there's any kind of reunions or any kind of, I'm going to catch up with my buddy Alex. He moved to New York 10 years ago. He's picking me up from the airport. Oh, I want to see what his number is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are you headed this weekend? No, just meeting in the four-digit club.
Good times. Good times. Butcher Box. They deliver healthy, 100% grass-fed and finished beef, free-range organic chicken, heritage breed pork directly to your door on a monthly basis. They got a new protein, wild Alaskan sockeye salmon, sustainably harvested from Bristol Bay, Alaska. The color tells you it's fresh, not factory farmed. All products are humanely raised, never given antibiotics or hormones. The taste is unbelievable. Free shipping anywhere in the U.S., except for Alaska and Hawaii. No commitment. Cancel easily anytime. This stuff is just the best. And they got a special offer. New subscribers get $20 off plus 2 pounds of free ground beef. Just had it last night. So good. 2 pounds of free ground beef for life. So as long as you subscribe, you get 2 pounds of free ground beef. ButcherBox.com. Enter the code Adam. The stuff is the best. We're all on the Vinny diet. This is part of it. ButcherBox.com. Enter Adam at checkout. Get the deal.
And we're back. We got another clip for you. This is a favorite of Chris's. It's from Adam Carolla Show 1562, featuring Chris D'Elia, Dr. Jeremy Rudnick, Gina Grad, and Brian Bishop. In this portion, Chris is in studio with them. It's recorded in 2015. It was nominated for Most Uncomfortable Moment in the 2015 ACE Awards. Didn't win.
Yeah, Gio, there's no way I can ever get fired, right?
Mm-hmm.
Based off of this clip alone.
Adam is doing a live read, and he notices something in the booth, and the person doing the thing, Dawson, notices that Adam notices, and Chris D'Elia has a funny reaction. Let's listen.
Hey, Dawson.
Yeah, boss.
Were you nipping from a flask earlier in the show?
Just a few minutes ago, yeah.
It sends a negative message to me.
No, I feel you.
I had my agent fall asleep at the screening of my documentary last week, right. And now I got to stare through the window at the engineer just taking a hit.
It's a real flask. It's been just a long day, I guess.
Understood. But couldn't you slam heroin in like a more discreet way or something?
Because I got to see Sunday.
That flask. I agree. Nothing wrong with a nip.
It's homemade whiskey.
But I'm saying it fucking really kicks the light off.
He's got to keep the show interesting somehow.
It's like, oh, Adam's.
It's like a real flask.
Adam's going off about children's books again.
But aren't you glad he told you the truth instead of, happened was, yeah. And then gave you the explanation?
He just went, yeah.
Well, he's sitting 9 feet from me, and I watched him sip off
of it. I saw you see me.
It'll be a tough putt to say.
I saw you see me.
No, those were eye drops I was drinking in a super decorative container.
It's Sunday, man.
Listen, I don't judge. I'm saying it.
He's envious, if anything.
To any performer, it's, you know, if you see your engineer going, oh boy. There he goes on the LA trash again.
Yeah.
God, we're only an
hour
in.
It's not a first day on the job thing.
Oh, man.
All right.
Seriously, pass it over here, then.
We got some news.
And that, Gio, is why I can never get fired.
I agree. You should bring a crack pipe to work tomorrow and see what happens.
Yeah, look, we can do anything except steal his beer, I guess. Yeah. Now,
hey, you guys borrowed that and you earned it and you brought that beer in and blah blah blah.
Which, if you want to hear the tale of Adam's staff stealing his beer, check out an older Corolla Classics episode, the first one that we released, and you'll hear all about it. But this next clip is actually a listener submitted clip, Gio. If anybody wants to submit a clip, by the way, email us classics@adamcorolla.com or send us a tweet. Instagram, DM, whatever. And let us know what you want to hear on Corolla Classics. Now, I want to read the letter, but I'm afraid it'll step on it. So why don't we play the clip, and then I shall read the letter.
Sounds like a plan. From Adam Carolla Show 1166, featuring Mark Garagos, David Wild, Allison Rosen, and Brian Bishop. This is from 2013. Enjoy.
So there's a photo exhibit. It's in Brooklyn right now, but I think it moves around. And it's called Photo Requests from Inmates in Solitary. Or no, sorry. It's called Photo Requests from Solitary. And so people in solitary confinement at this prison in Illinois were asked, if you could see a photo of anything, what would it be?
Pussy lips.
Okay, that can't really be true.
No, it is. I mean, not what Adam said. But
well, they had to
come on.
They had to
filter. They had to filter this.
Of course. Oh,
right. This was not your top 100.
That took them 17,000 requests before they got to the Taj Mahal.
Right.
Or some guy who Aurora wants to, Borealis.
Right. I want to see the blue sky.
Or Toronto.
Maxfield Parrish, please.
So they have some actual photographs, and then they have some of the unfilled requests. Perhaps what you just said, Adam, would be there. Mm-hmm. What I'm wondering, or what I'm realizing, though, is that I don't know that they ever actually get to see these photos.
Oh, really?
I don't know. That's the part that's unclear. But for people in Brooklyn,
kind of like
see them.
It's kind of like a prison Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's more like, what would people in prison, what would their wish be? Let's put it in a museum.
I looked it up. Number one, pussy lips. Number two, Monet's Days at Giverny. Ironically, just those were the
what
first
two. What's
the
difference,
two.
Really, though?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for example, here's a request. I would like to see the downtown Chicago or the Lake of Chicago. It will bring me happiness to see a real nice picture of the downtown, please. A good place to eat or two, you know, nice cars. I've been locked up for 17 long years.
Let me say this, and I don't want to tell you how to live if you're in the hole, but hear me now. I, as a young lad who grew up in my own form of prison known as Corolla House, watching the black and white 13-inch Zenith, the box that came in was probably about the size of the house. I used to watch the shows like The Brady Bunch and get depressed because they would have these Brady meetings where they all showed up into one room with the
and also that
furniture,
cool Brady house that
was a nice
kind of,
cool art dad was cool, that Alice, everything was cool. The biggest problems they had was, you know, someone got a C- on a trig
Someone's
test or
voice
something
was changing.
Yeah, right, that nothing that started a band. Everything
they worked so well together.
I would watch that show and I just see Carol and Bob or whoever, no wait, Carol
Mike.
And Mike Brady like climb into bed at night and kiss each other, and she'd be wearing something fashionable and she'd have her hair all done up and stuff. And then I'd look at my pathetic family and want to kill myself. But then I would switch it over to like Sanford and Son or Good Times. And all of a sudden I'd feel a little bit better about myself. These guys should want to see pictures of Turkish prisons.
Right.
And
Midnight Express.
Tijuana drunk tank and shit like that where you go, you know what? Not so bad.
Not so bad here. Right. Why do you want to envy? Why do you want to think about where you can't ever be?
I want to see stills from the show Locked Up Abroad.
Exactly.
And not the reenactments.
Yes, and then you know just how good you had it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Instead, you want to see a bunch of pictures of pyramids and open sky. And,
I don't. You know what? I still don't buy it. I don't buy that this is anywhere near the top of the list of the pictures these guys want to see.
Brucey lips.
Why is everyone dying right now?
It might not be near the top.
I don't even think it's in the top 10,000.
I don't buy it.
Yeah. I think this is a contrived story. I don't think there's any way. I've been in prisons. I was in San Quentin 2 months ago. I don't think any guy in there is telling me that I want to go outside and look at the pictures of the bay. I just don't think
they're happening. Making them sound like puppies or something.
Right, yeah. I mean, or, you know, kind of nascent poets. Give me a break.
Is San Quentin some of the nicest real estate on the planet?
The most gorgeous real estate. They talk about the budget here in California. You want to solve the budget? You move those guys to the high desert and you sell the real estate there at San Quentin. That view of that area is a developer's dream.
Every time I pass it, I just think, my God, if they put a championship golf course on here and some condos, they could get rid of the deficit.
It's the most idyllic coastline that you could ever see.
And, I mean, it's with the breeze coming. I mean, you know, we live in the valley. It was 117 all that. Not exactly. If you're in San Quentin. You got a beautiful fucking breeze on a peninsula
going
by.
Look at that. Look at the way it juts out there. And it's just.
All right. Because I've been to the prisons in the high desert. You don't need the big old rock walls anymore. Just the razor wire and a little cyclone fencing.
Right. Look at Tehachapi. Have you ever been up to Tehachapi Prison? I mean, give me a break. You're never – or that other one that's down past San Diego almost by the border. I mean, that one, there's no way to get out of.
What were you doing in San Quentin?
I was visiting doing a parole hearing. Mm-hmm. And so you have to go in – and I made the – giant mistake at one point. I thought they were going to take me into custody of using the restroom in one of the cells there that's right off of the parole area. And the guy said, oh, you can't use that one. You got to go use the guard's restroom.
Sure, we have a lot of rules about where you take a piss in this society.
Exactly. I didn't know I couldn't go into lockup. Even though I'm in the lockup with the guy, it's okay for him to take a piss, but I can't take a piss.
Why?
It's beyond me, but I wasn't going to question him. I wanted to get the hell out of there.
Dollar Shave Club. Now I'm in a better mood. You want to feel and smell your best and never go to the store? They deliver everything I need right to my door. Keep me fully stocked so I don't run out. You know, you guys, I've been saying this for a million years. Buying tweezers, buying nail clippers, buy five. Mm-hmm. Never
spread
look
around.
For them. Never look for them. Never have to go to the store and wait in line for a $4 item. Have it come to your door, man. They'll take care of you head to toe. They got a new program that automatically keeps you stocked up, determines what you want, when you want it, and it'll just show up at your door. And the most precious thing you have is time, people. So I use their toothpaste now, which is great. Always use their razors. They have their handsome discount, and the more you buy, the more you save. It's Dollar Shave Club, right, Dawson?
And right now, they got a bunch of starter sets you can try for just $5, like their oral care kit. After that, the restock box ships regular size products at regular price. So what are you waiting for? Get your starter set for just $5 right now at dollarshaveclub.com/Adam. That's dollarshaveclub.com/Adam.
All right, we're back. Chris and Gio here, and now we're going to read the listener letter. This is from Zach in Seattle. Hey, guys. I'm hoping you can dig up the clip from the episode that featured Mick Foley from around 2015. I think both of those are wrong, right?
Yes. But you could see, if you could send us a request for a clip, even if you're completely unclear or if you conflated events, I'll still find what you're looking for. But yeah, he's actually looking for a different drop where Mick Foley quotes a friend of his about her favorite pastimes.
Yeah, but Allison brings up a story about prisoners painting what they most like to paint. She asks the gang what they think it is, and the gold is in Adam's hilarious response. It resulted in my favorite, though tragically underutilized, drop. Pussy lips.
I don't know if it was underutilized. I think it had its time in the sun. A lot of these drops, Brian will really ram home, and then he kind of burns out on them. And I don't know of any edicts where Brian's told not to play drops. I think he just kind of gets bored of them.
So, Zach, there's your clip. The reason that that one was so fun is just because it was so random and so almost out of character for Adam to yell that. Now, this next clip. Oh, also featuring Joe Coy. This is from 2015.
Adam Carolla Show 1508 with Rainn Wilson, Joe Coy, Gina Grad, and Brian Bishop. This is the infamous episode with the call to David Koechner. That's not featured in this. That's actually featured in a previous episode of Carolla Classics. So go back in the archive and we'll check that out. Podcast One Premium. You can get all the old Adam Carolla Show episodes. Where these clips come from, you can also get Carolla Classics.
Thank you, Gio. Yes, please go and look for all of that.
Again, this is episode 1508 from February 2015. Bung Lu Su drops by, and he decides to sing something a little different.
Enjoy.
Yeah, my buddy would do a move, Ray would do a move called the turtle all day long. At every party, he would simply take the sack, pull it up over the top, like some guys will take their upper lip and pull it over their nose, and just walk through the party naked.
My friend,
the turtle.
He was ahead of his time.
Mm-hmm.
My friend did the best joke with his balls, and I to this day I still talk about it. He pulled his balls above his belt buckle, and then he would tell everyone. He goes, "Man, I got my belly. I got a belly piercing, and it got infected." And and he'd pull his shirt off. It's a crowd pleaser. I was crying when I saw it the first time.
It's closer.
Because, shit, man, it hurts.
All right, so.
Some people go, oh my God, that looked horrible.
All right, Joan Osborne.
Oh, come on.
I just thought of Bung Lu.
There's so many other people I can do for you.
I know,
and it always goes to this guy.
But if Bung Lu would just sing along a little bit, it's really just an excuse for me to hear this
song.
But
there's songs I don't know. You give me songs every fucking... Oh,
sounds nice.
I mean, yeah, you know this song.
Everybody know this song. If you can bring it up in my headphone, please.
Yeah, turn it on.
Okay, here. Bring down the treble.
The what?
Bring down the treble.
No trouble here.
Little bass, little down treble. It's a beautiful song.
I like it too.
How can I make it better?
This whole way. Let the feeling flow. Yeah.
It will be Bung Lu Su.
Oh, no, don't make it about yourself, Bung Lu. Oh, sorry, go ahead. No, it's your thing. I'm sorry.
Can we take from the top one more time? Sorry.
It's a long lead in.
Mr. Carolla, let's just get right to it.
You're called God, Bung Lu Su? There we go.
Sorry about that. Yes. Oh, yeah. Please bring the treble down. If you're too high, the treble, bring the bass up. This for you, Mr. Carolla.
Carolla, but I'm listening.
Whatever. It would be Bung Lu Su. I shoot it
if
on you.
Glory,
and all of your pain.
You
it's Bung Lu Su. That is my name. Oh, yeah, take it, girl.
I don't think that's happening.
All right, there. Yeah, you like that?
God is good.
Oh, I am a good. Oh, one more time.
Yeah,
there you go. Face.
Yeah,
his name will be Bung Lu Su.
Just a slob like one of us.
All over your face, covered in goo.
Just a stranger on the bus, trying to make his way home.
Home is your butt.
God had a face.
It would look like me.
What would it look like, and would you want to see?
Oh, you won't see when I cover your eye. Oh, believe, you're going
to
feel everything.
Like
oh, it feels like heaven. Get ready to say, girl, here it comes.
yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. God
is great. So, well, thank you. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. One more time. God
is well, thank you. I try. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Right in the eye. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, this is so much fun! Bablo so! Oh, slappy! So slappy! Covered in goo! Oh. Oh. God must go to sleep. I'm tired.
Alright,
you know where the home is.
Oh, it's the butt, right?
The butt. The butt is always the home.
Bungalow, oh, never,
you,
never, never that disappoints.
That was for us.
Mm-hmm.
Aggressively sexual.
Do you watch the Grammys, Bungalow?
All the time, all the time.
No, just once a year.
Oh, yeah.
Do you watch the other night?
I watched other night. Unbelievable.
You like the Grammys?
Every time.
Once a year?
Every time, once a year.
Yeah, you love it? Yeah.
Every time I watch once a year, mm-hmm. like every time.
Do you like Beyonce?
Oh, wow.
Hims, easier to keep your hair than it is to replace your hair for Hims.com. One-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, other wellness supplements for men. Hims connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. Generic equivalents of name-brand prescriptions to help you keep your hair. No gas station countertop supplements. No waiting room or awkward doctor visits. Our listeners get a trial month of Hims for just $5 while supplies last. It would cost you hundreds if you went to the pharmacy. See the website for full details. Go to forhims.com/Adam. That's forhims.com/Adam. Forhims.com/Adam. Save a bunch of money and save your hair.
And we's back with more clips for you. This next one features Corolla show legend Fitzdog, but it's a little awkward.
A live show from San Diego from September 2015. Greg Fitzsimmons, Gina Grad, and Brian Bishop. There's a famous clip where Adam and Greg had a misunderstanding, and this is a continuation of that. And if you want to hear that original clip, again, we've already used it in Corolla Classics. Enjoy.
A British man had an erection for 5 days after taking 35 Viagra in 1 hour as a joke. He said he ended up feeling sick, dizzy, hallucinating, along with having a 5-day erection and spending 36 hours in the hospital with healthcare professionals trying their best not to laugh at him. He realized that he was, quote, very, very lucky because Viagra could have been more serious and sometimes deadly if you take 35 pills in an hour as a joke.
Well, first of all, I feel bad for the one guy with the limp weenie who just wanted one fucking Viagra.
Yeah.
And this fucking human vacuum cleaner had to suck every single one of them. And, oh, we got some shots of tequila,
Jesus.
By the way. Thank you.
Oh, God bless you.
Number one, thank you for the shot of, I'm guessing, Patron. Or angry fan piss, depending on which one it's going to be.
Gasoline.
Was this guy dared, or was this something?
He said he did it as a joke. That's as far as we got with this information.
30, all right.
Probably, I'm assuming, and by joke, it sounds like a dare.
Right.
But I'm not sure.
I think the better, well-coordinated joke was no woman agreeing to fuck him the entire time.
Yeah.
Was there a woman in the room?
That's more of a prank.
All right, I'm going to have a shot of tequila.
God bless.
I'll have a little sippy cup sip.
Thank you. I'll be driving home tonight. It's all right, I'm a heavyweight. Thing fucking, and cruise control's like fucking autopilot on this car. So right here. Fucking shit drives itself now, man. I mean, back in the day, double clutching and retreads and all that shit. Now, you know, you got a fucking steel dash. Now you got a fucking pillowcase per dashboard. So ain't no big deal. You know what I mean? Baby cheats the wind, too. I'll tell you that.
That tequila right worked fast.
Yeah, thank you. I took a shot and it turned into like a haggard sea captain.
It's got a dollar
eight seconds
eyes.
Later. Yeah. Sorry, where were we? Fitzdog, you don't drink, do you?
No, Adam, I...
The '80s got him.
Yeah, I tried to get him to drink.
I had a problem, but the closest I came to drinking again was you about 3 years ago, almost physically holding me down.
I mean, Greer is awesome stuff. Well, I think whatever demons you had, I feel like they've cleared the room, and it's time to fucking love again. You know what I mean?
My father had a problem,
uh-huh.
And my grandparents had a problem, and my aunts and uncles, and it's actually something I take kind of seriously.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, this is, you're getting all sanctimonious on me here. I'm just telling you, man, let, whatever hair you have left down and just fucking enjoy yourself, man. That's all I'm saying.
I feel like this is eighth grade and you're trying to peer pressure me. This is important to me that I not drink.
Okay,
anymore.
I'm not asking you to pierce a nipple. I'm just having to say, have a fucking shot, man. That's all. All right, listen. All right. Hey, more shots for me.
More
dude.
For you.
More for me. I like the more pussy for me guy. I like the guy who finds the gay guy. Hey, you gay? Good. More pussy for me. Point out the chicks you were gonna fuck, and then I'll fuck them. Like that's how it works. Yeah. Sorry, ma'am.
That's how the guy ended up with a 35 Viagra. My uncle had a problem.
This guy you're really into is really taking care of himself. And turns out he's gay, so start sucking over here.
So obviously, I'm not if I got a nickel.
Yeah. That's how we do.
That's exactly how it works. Yeah.
I like that he ran out of pussy.
Yeah. More pussy for me. Yeah, that's right.
It's like running out of websites on the internet. Yeah, I need more pussy. I can fuck her again, but they're...
Right. Yeah.
All right, we're back with a couple more clips for you. This next clip, another live show from Treasure Island in Las Vegas featuring Brian Bishop, Allison Rosen, and Joe Coy.
We get a continuation of Adam and Joe riffing with Joe's ninja character making another cameo. People are obsessed with the throwing stars bits. It turns out there's like 5 of them, and now we've played almost all of them.
So here we are, throwing you another clip about throwing stars. Enjoy.
I'm just saying, if I were an elk, I would rather be shot than hit with an arrow in the side. Do you know what I'm saying? And have a Nugent running at me? Well, let's just put it. I'll just put it to you this way.
I totally understand what you're saying.
Yeah,
I'd rather get shot because the deer just gets hit with an arrow, and then he's just like, "Did you really fucking hit me with an arrow?"
If you had
it's like falling on a branch for a deer, what the fuck?
If you had to be executed, you'd want to be executed with a rifle, not with 10 guys with crossbows, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's like a gigantic splinter that eventually kills
you. And one guy'd have a rubber arrow like Steve Martin's head because psychologically it would help him. I always said this, Joe Coy.
Yes, sir.
I said, all the ninja, I don't like the stereotype, but all...
But you are, asshole.
Yeah. All the ninja...
Why didn't you direct this question to the bald guy to your left?
I had to pick a bald guy.
Immediately to the Asian guy squinting with the thick glasses on.
All of the ninja movies I've ever seen, they do the thing where they throw the throwing star. It hits the guy in the neck, the guard.
Yeah.
And he always just goes right over. It doesn't make a sound.
Instant death.
Instant death, but it's a silent instant death. Yeah. They can't do it. And I've always said, because you have to take... the guard out in order to get into the main house, and the guard is always walking around and they do the knife or the throwing star and they're like, poof, and it hits the guy in the neck and he just falls over.
Done.
Right. Yeah. The blow gun, whatever you ninja guys are
blow
using.
Dart.
Right.
Yeah. The dart, thanks for asking me once again.
Whatever your people are using.
What a dick.
The point is
what is it that you people blow with your, is it a blow gun or dart? E.T.'s dart, asshole.
I've always said, if you ever hit me with a throwing star,
yes.
I'm going to be the world's worst guard because I'm going to be like, oh, fuck, no, god damn it, no, shit.
I'll be the first ninja like this, shh, be quiet.
Hold on,
I'm sorry, I hit you in the wrong spot.
Fucking killing
just
me.
Die, asshole.
Joe, it's fucking brutal. Oh, fuck, I just had this thing laundered.
Where the fuck do you want me to hit you?
I just had my uniform cleaned.
One more time.
No,
shit.
Oh, shit.
I just got my ninja license.
Shit, you fucking hit me in the ribs. Fuck, stop it. No, shit.
Hey, what's all the yelling about?
Well, he fucking threw a star at me.
Well, of course, you're a security guard. You got to expect that.
For the love of God, he didn't do this when I hit the cow.
In the ass. It's fucking killing me.
Is that him? That's the ninja right there?
Yes, he's the ninja.
I'm so sorry. I just got my ninja license.
He fucking shot me with a needle.
Shut the fuck up.
You shut up. Hey.
I'm out of stars.
You want people to shut up? You stop throwing fucking darts at him. Ow!
Fuck, I miss again. Sorry.
Shit.
So sorry.
God damn it.
I'm out of here.
Oh, fuck. He hit me in the fucking fleshy part of the thigh. It's fucking brutal. Thank you. I don't think there'd be any ninja silent death at all, would there?
Mm-mm.
No.
I'm trying to think if there is even any sort of silent death.
No.
Thankfully, I haven't been around a lot of people the moment where they die, but I just feel like there's always some noise.
Yeah, and there's never been a movie where a guy attempted to snap another guy's neck and it didn't work at all. Like, he just came up behind him and did that, and the guy went, what? Fuck. Woo! First off, thanks for aligning me. Second, who the fuck are you? You're not supposed to be here. It never just spins a guy around.
Are we dancing?
And that
if you died that easily, I'd be dead 2,000 times
by now.
A bad
massage would kill you.
That's right. Every fucking time the alarm went off in the morning and you went to what the fuck, you just die right in your bed. Yeah.
Men and women love underwear. I'm wearing my Tommy John's right now. I normally wear them in the pool in the morning, but I was up before the kids were up. I didn't want to traumatize the kids with my nature.
Thank you.
But so this morning,
are you kidding me?
I went in without the Tommy John's and then slipped right into the Tommy John's as soon as I got out of the swimming pool.
Daddy, stop talking.
Both men and women's underwear. They got the no wedgie guarantee. Comfortable stay put waistbands, fabrics that are so soft they move with you. Dress shirts, undershirts. I was just wearing my dress shirt on the highest rated Jimmy Kimmel episode in the last 3 months or something like that.
Coincidence?
Well, it wasn't all me. There was some Lady Gaga probably pulled some eyeballs onto that
Lady
show.
Lady who?
No, that
she's a pop singer.
Pop singer? I'm not really into pop music.
Yeah, I don't like popular music.
Most of her fans don't stay up late, but there probably were a few.
Okay. I'll look her up.
Anyway, dress shirts
to you both.
And undershirts. Yes. New air collection for the ladies. Quick drying, antimicrobial fabric, no visible panty line, guarantee. All backed by the best pair you'll ever wear. Or it's free. Guarantee, right, Dawson?
Hurry to TommyJohn.com/Adam now and get 20% off your first order. That's TommyJohn.com/Adam for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/Adam.
All right, we have one clip left for you. And may I remind you once again, if you are enjoying this show, this format, then check out Corolla Classics on Podcast One. It's a separate podcast. So wherever you're getting this podcast, search for it, Corolla Classics, and subscribe. Please rate us on iTunes and let us know what you think. If you're enjoying the show, it helps the show, and we appreciate it nonetheless.
And we mentioned the full titles of the shows in addition to the numbers because the production numbers aren't used when they're released. So if you're ever on the Podcast One Premium and you want to find an old episode, the reason we say all the guest names is so you can easily search for that episode.
Now, we have one clip left for you. Tell us about this one, Gio.
Adam Carolla Show, 1547, Jay Chanasekar, Steve Lemmy, Joe Coy, Gina Grad, and Brian Bishop from April 2015. This comes off a live read for Burger King, where they're talking about croissant sandwiches, which Adam can never pronounce quite right. And Joe immediately starts riffing as a French guy who's in love with Burger King, which is delightful. And then it leads to a funny riff about something called pillow shoes and a little more ninja character.
In 2015, here we go.
Price
the
and
French
participation.
Sandwich.
Yeah. This is a bacon and the egg and the cheese. This is a croissant watch. It's so delicious.
It tells time? Is it croissant watch?
It's a croissant watch. Bacon, egg, cheese.
Mm-hmm, the croissant watch.
Croissant watch.
This is a Cajun person?
Whatever. It's Creole, yeah.
So what happened to you, Gina Gray?
Okay, I just went into a major cell phone carrier's retail store today just to see if I could get an upgrade, which I can't. But I was the only one disturbed by the fact that there was a man laying in the middle of the floor.
that everybody was ignoring. I walk in and I see two salespeople staring at him on their phone. So I figure they're calling the cops or calling the hospital or something. Nothing. The guy hangs up. He's like, oh, yeah, no, we can upgrade you. I just checked with the guy. And the other guy's like, yeah, billing says. I'm like, everybody's fucking ignoring this. So I walk over the guy because there's no way else to get to the desk.
What, did he collapse or
I
was he napping?
No clue. Well, at one point, I noticed he went from his back to the fetal position.
Okay, let me say this. There's going to be some unintended consequences to every fucking slacker, loser, self-entitled piece of shit in our society bivouacking everywhere all the time now. The unintended consequences is going to be people actually have heart attacks and hit the ground.
Yeah.
People are going to be like, come on, get that guy a t-shirt or at least a flannel under his head and let him know. Shh. Quiet.
Down. Yeah.
Quiet. Oh, I'm going to the Cinnabon. Well, be quiet. Yeah. This guy's waiting for his flight. Meanwhile, he's literally just, not breathing anymore. Yeah. Because when a guy used to be on the ground, it's like, oh my God, is there a doctor? There's a paramedic. Yeah. Somebody call somebody. If you saw a grown man on his back at an airport or an Apple store, they're fucking call 911, right?
Yes.
Now people just, we're going to start finding bodies, right?
Or not.
Eventually
that'll be.
Right.
Yeah. This guy laid out like a starfish in the middle of the store. And then I went to go ask the guy if anyone had asked this guy if he needs help. And before I could do that, a woman with hair down to the floor is feeding that auto pay ATM when, you know, you have to use that instead. Mm-hmm. $1 bills. To pay for her, her monthly whatever, and starts yelling at the auto pay machine. And I'm going to back up for this, going, hello, 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 over and over again as she puts in a dollar each time. Probably, you know, a monthly bill is like $70.
Definitely not a Jew.
Thank you. Over and over while this guy's sleeping on the floor, and then another guy has a landline that he asked them to pull up, and he's yelling at somebody from FedEx on speakerphone. In the middle of the store, and then runs to another phone, and I don't know what was happening to his daughter or his wife, but kept saying, oh, my little angel! Oh, my baby! Oh, my little angel! Hold on! Hi, FedEx.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a fucking insane asylum.
Well, that's what, Sprint, though.
What part of town were you in?
That's fucking Sprint.
East Hollywood.
Wow.
And I left, by the way.
So here's the thing. Here's what I cannot figure out.
You know what? There's one more character that she left out.
Mm.
There's a chick walking around with the deepest V-neck and just breast popping out the top of
her. No, that was the mirror.
Oh, that was...
No, she was there. Trust me. That was me.
Can I say this? Don't you feel like, on one hand, we're all going insane with the fist bump and the Purell, right? Everywhere's about opening the bathroom door handle with your foot or your shirt sleeve. And like I said, the fist bumps replace the handshake bump, mm-hmm. the ass liners everywhere.
I have another one that they have now.
Mm.
There was a restroom that I went to, and next to the door was another box of toilet paper, the little squares. And it has a picture of the door handle. You grab this piece of paper to open the door handle.
Yeah. So that we're doing in conjunction and simultaneously with kicking our shoes off, walking barefoot through every airport and every Starbucks, and literally laying on the ground and sleeping.
Yeah.
Which
is it? Obsessed with Purell.
Are we worried about germs? Because we're worried about germs. You are napping on the carpet at the Burbank Airport. That carpet's 27 years old.
Uh-huh.
People have been walking across it nonstop for the last 27 years.
It's seen a lot of horrors.
And you're fucking laying on it with your cheek down. On it.
Yeah, your face is on that Southwest
stained
headrest.
Yes.
That they never clean.
No, but shoes, you're barefoot and you're walking barefoot into the magazine store. Like, which is it?
Yeah.
What is it?
When do you want to be clean?
This same person would dry heave if they saw you take the ice out of the cooler and put it in your coffee.
Right, the one that's mixed in with all the other cola cans from the day. Yeah. Yeah, so what is it? What are we doing here? All right, so this guy's sleeping or laying down.
Yeah, or whatever. And then another woman's yelling at the auto pay machine, and then another guy's yelling at two phones at the same time.
Think about what kids do. I mean, think of like when they throw tantrums, they literally just lay down on the floor.
They go limp.
That's, do the curly shuffle.
That's that's just a great song. That's what we're doing now. We're just going, just fuck it. I'm back. I'm 4.5 years old.
Yeah.
There's two things that kids don't care about. One is if they're having a bad day, they'll just lay
straight
on the floor,
straight to the ground.
Yeah, sit in. Number two, they don't give a fuck who's listening to any of the shit they're saying because they're fucking 4.5. Like situational awareness, who gives a fuck? They don't care if they're in front of the queen or the pope.
Yeah.
If they're having a meltdown, they're having a meltdown. Aren't we just turning into that?
Yeah, it's kind of infantile. The behavior is very juvenile.
Yes.
Yes. And by the way, when kids want to, when they throw a tantrum, they go to the floor. But when they want to nap, they'll ball up and just lay down.
Yeah.
And they, you know, in a booth at a diner or whatever, they'll just go, with their head down.
Yeah. There.
It's, what are we? This weird, I mean, is it all part of the, every 50-year-old dude is dressing like a 14-year-old snowboarder. Like, is it all part of just regression?
Well, for kids, they're the only person in their world. That's what makes a kid a kid. You have a tantrum, you do whatever because you're the only. It's the kind of it's the narcissism creeping into adulthood.
I'm sorry, but I'm laughing because that's exactly what he was dressed like. He had a green neon board shorts and green socks in Crocs, it was just.
Do we think
that was the guy yelling at the phone?
How old do you think he was?
He was probably 50, mid-50s.
Wait, the guy on the ground?
No, the guy on the ground was probably 40.
Was he mentally ill or homeless?
I have no idea. He never
We
spoke.
Don't know anymore. We don't know if he had if he's under cardiac arrest, he's homeless, he's mentally ill, or he's had a drug overdose or a seizure because everyone's sleeping on the floor.
Nobody asked. It was so fucking weird. I thought I was in a David Lynch film. And I didn't get an upgrade and I just left.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
Is this close to your home?
Yeah.
You gotta move.
I know. I've been here for years.
You want to get rich? Here's how we're gonna do it.
Act like Nick Santora.
Don't
go,
my pen.
Don't go into the store.
Here's what I've learned. Everyone is kicking their shoes off everywhere. Mm-hmm. Everyone's taking a nap everywhere. Pillow shoes. The bottom has the tread, but the top is nice and
nappy.
Cut
out the middle, man.
Yeah.
You take them, you snap them together.
Yeah.
You have a nice orthopedically correct pillow. Now, you can walk around all day you want. Now, you get in a fight with a ninja, you're on your own.
That's your business.
You're going to do zero damage. Zero damage.
That is the softest kick in the show.
You're going to throw like a spinning crescent kick, and you're going to hear, thank you.
Oh, so soft.
Like a kiss.
Ah, pillow fight. No, no. Wow. Take this front ball kick. Hi-ya.
Oh, pillow fight.
Not a pillow fight.
Is your feet made out of down feather?
It is, and I'll give you the count on the thread as soon as I'm done whooping the snot out of you.
One more time. I feel sleepy.
All right. I'm going full sidekick. Here we go.
It.
There. Ha. Oh, come on.
I fell asleep on your foot.
You did not. All right.
So.
This is going to be a spinning scissor crescent kick right to the head. Here
Do
we go. Hi-ya.
Sleepy time. Take nap during fight. Never
I bought
do that
these
before.
Shoes earlier today. What are the chances? I was going to throw down with a ninja.
I just had a dream.
And what?
And you were kicking me in the head and I fall asleep.
Shit!
Why don't you try punching him?
No!
He's wearing a muff.
I'm wearing my muff, yeah. Pillow shoes. You kick your shoes off and then you snap them together and you just lay
That's
down
brilliant.
Right there
yes.
at the airport.
Strong.
All right. Thank God there's a ninja in the room.
All right. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Corolla Classics, once again, we love doing this show and appreciate all the great feedback that you've been sending us. We do it for you. We truly, truly enjoy sharing this. For all the listeners who just kind of got into the show, it's a great way for them to look back. So tell a friend. And if you've heard all these clips already, let's get nostalgic, shall we?
Imagine if you were a new listener the week after the infamous drop we played in this episode and Brian just kept hammering. You're like, what am I listening to?
You know, I bet that did happen.
Well, finally we could explain it to that guy and maybe he'll enjoy it.
And we want to thank the Adam Carolla Show for allowing us to share the show on their feed. We'll be back on both feeds next week as well. And then after that, who knows? So if you're enjoying the show, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, wherever you get your podcast, and subscribe to Corolla Classics if you're listening to this on the Adam Carolla Show feed.
And keep sending those clips in. We really like the suggestions, and it helps keep things fresh because you can only memorize so many moments, and there's a lot of moments that stand out to other people that we might not think of.
All right, so we'll be back next week. We love doing this. Thank you so much. We'll see you Saturday.
Mahalo, and get it on.